Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to One Culture Wrestling. And the last video, potentially, we shall do from Philadelphia as the light comes onto my face. We have just been at Monday Night Raw, and we're here with my man all the way from Thailand, I believe.
That is correct, Simon. Thank you so much, my man. And it's crazy seeing you in person, in the flesh.
It is crazy. It's weird, isn't it? It's uncomfortable. It's a little bit depressing, a little bit sad.
It is. Anyway. But hey, we got Cena tonight. We got The Rock. And CM Punk to end it. I mean, come on.
Don't do this show. They get mad. Trust me. They get mad. So listen, if you want to see the crazy ups and downs, I would go watch WrestleMania by night two from 24 hours ago, because the Wells Fargo Center, it kind of just pops you out places, and you kind of just have to go with it. Well, there are some people looking around. Hey, doing my friend? You good? You're the world champion. I appreciate that. Don't let me. You can't do it with three people.
Four people.
I appreciate that. People put in the effort, you see. It's very, very nice. Did we enjoy Monday Night Raw?
Yes, I did.
Do we think it's probably the best Raw after Mania for, I'd say, 4 years?
Definitely, yes.
I think so as well. So the number one thing you need to do is get a cup of coffee, put your tush in a chair, push play on Monday Night Raw if you haven't seen it yet, and get ready for 45 minutes with Cody Rhodes and The Rock. But look, I'm even going to lie, man. People were going a bit crazy, going, oh my gosh, I cannot believe we've had so little wrestling on the Raw after WrestleMania. But I found this so intriguing. Look, more and more people are coming, and The Undertaker is here.
Feed me more.
Oh, you're doing a Ryback chant. That's Frankie. You'll never get him again. He's gone crazy. Ryback's got absolutely nuts. Sorry?
Goldberg's your dad, isn't he?
Goldberg is my dad. Oh, no, it's the Slim Jim guys. I remember you. I'm only kidding. No, genuinely. They go 45 minutes, and the first, I would say, 10 to 15 is just Triple H comes out to start Raw, and it's just Triple H and Cody Rhodes just being so happy and so ecstatic that Cody Rhodes has become the WWE champion. Nobody is more, I keep using this word, but nobody is more endearing than Cody Rhodes. Everyone felt pretty good about this, right? Apart from Repo Man. But it was just wonderful, right? It was a lovely, lovely moment. Cody is so damn real that you can't get behind this guy. And just because, just when he's about to get into things, who comes out? It's The Rock. Now, I thought this was absolutely, it was a bit awkward. And it was a bit weird, but I think that was the intent. Now, as we do have some people around here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go fast forward a little bit. They stare off. For some reason, they traded belts with each other, which was a little bit, like I say, a little bit crazy. But then it ended with this. The Rock saying, I'm going away for a little bit. And when I come back, I'm coming after you, Cody. And our story is going to start. And do not forget, never break my heart again. So I don't know what's going on here. And he gave him a present, a gift, some form of an item. We don't know what it was. The story beat. What on earth did The Rock give Cody Rhodes? So, what I'm going to do as I turn around for everyone with this guy, we'll start with you. What do you believe The Rock gave Cody Rhodes?
Oh, geez.
Does anybody have an idea? You have an idea? Come in, my friend. Give me a few words. What do you think it was?
I think it was the Rolex that he...
See, a lot of people have said the Rolex. Here's the problem with the Rolex. If it was going to be the Rolex, I don't think they should have told us the day before.
But Cody gifted them Rolexes. Him, Seth.
That is also
so
true.
That's what it was.
So you think it was The Rock giving it back to him? Basically say, flub you. Yes. So you've hurt me and flub you. Well, that's. Does anybody have anything else that's not watch-related? Are you just doing the Roman Reigns thing? Do you have a... Wait, put it down, right? Wait till we're done, then I'll come back to you. No, we're going to come back to him. But if his hand is up, I think he has an answer to the question, and then we can go back up. Do you have what you think could be in the box, or what could be the present?
I think he gave him a piece of the dark side, but he hasn't got all of it.
I can't. I'm going to regret this. I really, really am. But don't worry, the comments will, they'll hate me more than you. I love it when I get the Undertaker from Wish.
I still look better than Taker UK, I can tell you that much.
And you look better than me as well. You look better than me. I'm only winding you up. So, I mean, two worlds. No, let me change that entirely. I really liked it because I just enjoy promo work between two people that I see as superstars. And I like cliffhangers. And I think you're probably right, wherever that guy has gone, it probably is the watch. But I suppose the whole point is we can just leave this now and go off in a different direction. But I'm glad The Rock was on this Raw, because at a time I thought he's not going to come back. I'm glad he referenced the fact that he beat him on night one of WrestleMania. As far as I'm concerned, as soon as The Rock comes back, we should do this match. And in a dream world, what I would do at WrestleMania 41, I'd do The Rock versus Cody Rhodes. There, I would have Roman Reigns do something where he accidentally costs The Rock. Then I'd go to WrestleMania 42, and I would do Cody Rhodes. Are you eyeing me? You're saying no to me, or you're eyeing something else? All right, Mr. Pretzel, you tell me what you want to do. What? You give me your fantasy booking before my voice gives out.
Everybody, raise your hand if you guys want to agree The Rock versus Roman Reigns. Right? Come on now. Who wants to see The Rock versus Roman Reigns?
We're going to get Rock versus Roman Reigns. What I'm saying is you do Cody versus Rock next year, and the year after that, you do The Rock versus Roman Reigns, because then we get The Rock for 2 years.
But why do it next year when they can just do it in Backlash?
Backlash?
You never know.
Backlash is in France. I'm joking.
That don't mean that the Knicks don't have the match at the end of the day.
Okay, well, I'm very sadly, The Rock is going away to film a movie. So he's probably not going to be back until, like, I'd say July at the earliest.
Well, tell The Rock I said to come look for me so I could book that match.
What I like about this guy, and I appreciate it, is he thinks I can go talk to The Rock. I just go, hey, Dwayne, I've got a good idea. I like this segment a lot. I'm giving it an up mostly because I just love Cody Rhodes. And I think, I'll have to consider this, I think this version of The Rock may be my favorite version of The Rock ever.
Yeah.
Now, you obviously... You need the other versions, right, to get to this one. But right now where I am, it makes everything feel big deal, right? I absolutely love it. And there was a time when I enjoyed him coming back, being the super happy babyface guy, but it was okay, right? Whereas now I really look forward to it. And this segment did go long, to the point apparently we were meant to get Jade Cargill versus Chelsea Green earlier in the show, and then for whatever reason they moved it to the end of the show. But, you know, that's just what Twitter says, and Twitter lies a lot, so let's not worry about it. Well, yeah, I quite agree with that. I mean, he's ruined the YouTube video because we're going to have to bleep that, but I do agree. Flub Twitter. We got a bunch of clips with all the new champions arriving, which I thought was good. When from nowhere, we had Shinsuke Nakamura versus Ilya Dragunov. Now, a lot of fans of Ilya Dragunov here.
I called Ilya Dragunov.
You called it?
I called it.
Are you telling me that you called him Ilya Dragunov as his name, or you predicted that Ilya was going to be on Raw?
Oh, I predicted he was going to be on Raw. Let's be real.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I called him. I called Shinsuke Nakamura. So what's up?
Well, it's my pleasure to announce that the two WWE bookers have joined us today. So I'm having a great time. I never forget the Simon Miller rule too. If you buy a belt, which I'm all for, if somebody rolls you up, they then have your belt. All right? Always remember that. So always watch your back.
Sorry, buddy. This was a graduation gift.
Well, that's not, dude. If you get rolled up, you get rolled up. There's nothing we can do. So listen, what basically has happened now is, and look, I love Dolph Ziggler. I love Nick Nemeth, whatever you want to call him. But as he is gone, we needed someone to take his place as the gateway wrestler on Monday Night Raw. It was Shinsuke Nakamura. Dragunov essentially just whooped his ass. He gave him the torpedo Moscow he won with, right?
Yes,
he hit
sir.
That, and he got the 1-2-3. Now, I don't believe that Ilya Dragunov is going to get called up. I think it's just a way to try and increase his appeal, I suppose, on the main roster. But seriously, that dude is good to cook whenever he is ready to go, and I'm going to give it an up. It was a good match, right? It was a good match. Yeah, let him cook. Let him cook. We then found out that at the end of the month, we are getting the WWE draft. So, actually, I tell you what. Dude, you got to stop swearing, man. We have to edit the video even more. They didn't say the F word in the ad. Although I should say, The Rock said the F word on Raw. The Rock dropped the F-Rod.
Please sign Simon!
Here's the problem. If they did sign me, right, and I just debuted on Raw, you lovely people, and there's probably, what, about, I'd say 50 people here, you go nuts, which means the 19,950 people just be like, who's this bald guy? Who's this bald guy? I can't just pretend I'm right back. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I'd like to point out this. You can't just be a bald guy and be called Ryback, especially when the joke is right there. At least call me Wyback. I mean, come on. Jeez, that is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, here's the deal. We went straight after this to kind of... I actually had this idea that...
Do you think Ryback will return anytime soon?
Do I think Ryback will return anytime soon? I don't think Ryback's returning anytime soon. Basically, out came 3/5 of the Judgment Day, and the reason we did this is because we want to take Rhea Ripley, and we want to take Damian Priest, and we want to turn them into super-duper whooper stars. So they got their own individual entrances. Essentially, well, at first this was super serious, right? And I liked it. Rhea, like I say, going on the upward trend. Damian Priest going on the upward trend. When they hold their belt up and R-Truth just appears from nowhere with his Raw title, that is one of my belts. Well, not one of my belts, that's Rhea Ripley's belt. But seriously, this was everything I love about wrestling and more. Because even R-Truth is like, I'm in the Judgment Day. Even The Miz comes out and says, dude, you're not in the Judgment Day. And R-Truth's like, well, I am in the Judgment Day. They could have done this the next 3 hours and I would have been the only person that enjoyed it, but it would have been totally wonderful.
We all chanted he was
but,
in.
Well, the thing is, right, that's the thing. The fans were into this because I think by this point, everybody realized that they were not going to be let down on this evening. This was a proper Raw after WrestleMania, which is why R-Truth says they should do a six-man, and the third person is somebody that you can't see. Now, listen, you obviously, I wanted you to be Little Jimmy. I wanted to be Little Jimmy. Now, obviously, everybody knew that it was going to be John Cena, but that is my favorite thing about what we're calling this new era of WWE. They did it all weekend. They embrace the silliness. They embrace just everybody having fun, and they just, you know, they tell you the obvious thing that's going to happen, and then you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and R-Truth gets his ass kicked, and The Miz gets his ass kicked, and R-Truth gets his ass kicked, when all of a sudden, I'm going to start cooking, when all of a sudden, John Cena's music hit, and he just runs out, he goes nuts on the apron, he gets the hot tag, he gets in, everybody just hits his five moves of doom together, and he gets the 1, 2, 3, and that was it. He probably did, I would say, around about 2.5 minutes work, and probably got paid about $10 million, and more power to him. This gets it up. More stuff like this, WWE. Keep giving it to me. Give me this. Yeah. Yeah. Give, give me the serious stuff. Oh, that's right. Give me the serious stuff, but absolutely, you know, give me the silly stuff too. That's the word I'll keep coming back to. Please give me the silly stuff. This is when we kind of repeated what we did earlier in the show. Actually, I've gone a bit too far. We had a Bronson Reed promo. He's going to win the main event because we were having a fatal four-way to determine who was going to be the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. So that upset me straight away because... Bronson Reed was in it, Jey Uso was in it, Drew McIntyre was in it, and Ricochet was in it. And throughout the night, every single one of them said, I'm going to win. So that always upsets me because it means someone's lying to me. They didn't all win, and I get sad about that. And we set up Rhea Ripley's first program since retaining the championship because Liv Morgan backstage whipped her ass. So there we go. We can do that at some point too. I like that though. I thought that was pretty good. It was a felony. It was. Bring down the crime counter. We then basically repeated what we did earlier on because it was Indy Hartwell taking on Roxanne Perez. Was a sign. Absolutely, I give you an up. One sec. Bring it in. Hang on. Be careful. Hello, my friend.
Hello.
How are we doing up there?
Good.
What's your name, please?
Matthew.
Where are you from, Matthew?
DC.
DC, it's a good place, DC. Yeah. There's only one problem I have with this sign, and that's it says, Simon, give me an up. That's not what's happening today, Matthew. All together on 3, 2, 1, we're going to give you an up. 3, 2, 1, up, 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 good to go right now. He's ready to cook, right? Roxanne Perez, absolutely ready to cook. But we can let them cook a little bit more in NXT before we bring them up. This was fine. Maybe it could have gone a bit longer, but again, Cody the Rock went like 45 minutes. So what are you going to do? I am, of course, going to give it an up. I just enjoyed it. I liked seeing. And also, I like Candice LeRae's weird pseudo I'm just mad at the world heel turn. I like it. I think she's way more interesting now than she was. So Sami Zayn and Chad Gable then meet up backstage. Sami Zayn comes out. This was just a way to try and reestablish the fact that everybody loves Sami Zayn. Does anybody here not like Sami Zayn? I'd be intrigued. No, you don't get to do it. You don't.
I love Sammy.
You love Sammy. You look a little by Sammy as well, mostly because of the hair. That's it. It's only got their hair. Well, that's what I wanted to know, right? Because I think that's why this works, because he comes out and he even said, like, I know I'm being corny right now, but I just want to thank the fans. And everybody, absolutely, yeah. And everyone just gets behind him. And I just like that. So, of course, out come Imperium. They say, we don't like you. You want me to be the best man at your wedding? Okay, it's definitely not going to happen, bro. So, I'm not as good as Cody Rhodes.
Please,
Cody Rhodes is a bigger... You can be Simi. Simi? I've known you for 5 minutes, bro. We gotta work up to Simi. I thought it was a good Simi. So essentially, look, out comes Imperium. They kind of get into it with Sami Zayn. Chad Gable comes out as well. We go into the tag team match. Now, listen, I've watched wrestling for a long time. We continue to tease here that Chad Gable wasn't going to do the tag, but eventually he did. Sami Zayn hits the Heluva kick, and by the way, the least devastating move in all of Thwarts Entertainment, the Blue Thunderbomb. And did it work?
It.
No, because it never does. Ever. Ever. It's an amazing move, and I love it. That's why it hurts me so. He did when it worked against AJ Styles in Saudi Arabia, right? I think it was. He did, but still, that's not great. Two times at about 300 is not very, very good. But here's the deal. I think we kept teasing that Chad Gable wasn't going to do the tag, but then we go to Helluva Kick, we go to the Chaos Theory 1-2-3, to the point later on they meet backstage, and Sammy says to Gable, to make up for all your help training for WrestleMania, I shall give you an Intercontinental title match next week in Montreal. Now listen, the heat for that is going to be superb. And I would imagine that Sami Zayn retains that title, and Chad Gable is so mad, he whoops his ass too. That's what I want to happen. Listen, I love Chad Gable. I think he's excellent. But this, whatever the character he's got at the moment, it's run its course. It's come to the end. We've got to pivot, we've got to shift, and we've got to tell stories. So, look, this match was fine. I think this crowd on this evening really just wanted to see people talk, and they wanted to respond to people they thought were stars, which kind of meant when people wrestled, they died a little bit. But I don't mind that. You're fans. You paid your hard-earned money. You can make as much or as little noise as you so wish. I enjoyed it for hours, so I'm going to give it an up. They're very, very good professional wrestlers. Simple as that. This is when we got confirmed that we are going to be doing the draft, when Chelsea Green walked in and Chelsea Green was not happy that she wasn't going to be on WrestleMania. So they say, go to the ring, you've got an opponent, out comes Jade Cargill, she pump kicks her, she hits the Jaded, and she got the 1-2-3. Once again, I don't ever do this when I'm at home, right? Because I've said this the other day on Ups and Downs. I don't like my opinion to be swayed. But when I'm live in the arena, I am intrigued how people are reacting to it. And once again, the same negative Nancy's going, oh man, Jade just a squash match wrestler again. You know what? That's fine by me. She can come out there and squash everyone on the roster to the point she gets The Rock and she squashes The Rock for the People's Championship, whatever the flub is called. And she can be the People's Champion. She can be the World Heavyweight Champion. She can be the Intercontinental Champion. I don't care. Sometimes I just want to see badasses being badasses. I'm giving Jade Cargill an up. And Chelsea is great. Chelsea is underrated. It's getting an up. It was a fun, probably 45-second match. I've got... There we go. There we go.
We went there.
We got Sheamus.
Even though Ups and Downs is a family show, that was a sexual proposition. So I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. I hope all your dreams come true. Any of them, right? Okay. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Oh, dear. So I have so many notes. Well, I don't remember what happens. I don't remember what happens. Which is weird. I do tweet during the show. Do you want to know why I tweet during the show?
So you can remember your notes.
So I can remember my notes for one. But also, man, I tell you, if you want good engagement on that social media, tweet live during a wrestling show. It's absolutely crazy. Because you're being nice, I'll tell you all a secret. I actually do like negative Nancy's. They're so funny. They make me laugh. They're so mad about wrestling. Listen, I love wrestling.
And you can't be
but
mad
it's not that important. It's just not. It's my favorite thing in the world. But it went tomorrow, I go, okay, I have to do something else. Actually, I'd be broke and I'd lose my house. Don't let that happen. Please don't let that happen. I would complain about it on Twitter. This is when we did make the Intercontinental title match. And amazingly, then we were at the main event. Because again, The Rock and Cody went 45 minutes, which I'm not moaning about. They'd go 2 hours, and I'd watch the whole thing. Now, once again, it was Drew versus Jay versus Ricochet versus Bronson Reed, and Drew McIntyre, I should say, was so pissed. He came out, and this man, and CM Punk, by the way, both of them, are so on the internet, because he called Damian Priest the Bondage Undertaker. And I was sat there in the press box. Thank you, WWE. I appreciated that. I was laughing my ass off. It's like, oh my gosh, he did the meme. Also, did you see that CM Punk did the meme at WrestleMania as well? He did the Judgment Day turn meme, which also made me laugh. And I'm not very good at predicting things. In fact, I quite frankly suck at predicting things. There's YouTube visual evidence of this. But I was like, CM Punk has to screw over Drew McIntyre. That's what we have to do. And we should give the win to Jey Uso, because I love Jey Uso. I think one day he probably will be a champion of note. But he can challenge for the world championship in a post-Mania season, and he doesn't have to win it, and it doesn't affect him at all. The highlight of the match for me is when Bronson Reed very handily fell onto Alan the announce table, and Ricochet knocked everybody else out. When he saw, oh my gosh, a giant man meat man is on this piece of wood, and I thought he was going to climb to the top rope and do an elbow drop, maybe a shooting star press. He did a springboard 450 through the table. It was absolutely brilliant. Anyway, Drew doesn't like flippy ship, so he just got mad. He whipped everybody's ass, and just when he was going to hit the Claymore kick, who had been hiding under the ring, That's right.
CM Punk.
Clearly inspired by The Undertaker the night before, he grabs the leg, Drew McIntyre's mad, Jey Uso hits the spear, Jey Uso hits the big splash, 1, 2, 3, and because the cool thing, I don't know what they showed on TV, but Drew McIntyre leaves and he's just so mad. And I think of all the characters on wrestling right now, Drew McIntyre is my favorite because I can see the rage boiling in his wonderful dark hair and wonderful dark beard. And that's what we can do now. Absolutely right. Whenever CM Punk is back, we can do that feud. And I love rage. And of course, I love the fact that Jey Uso gets to have his main event, I suppose, at Backlash in France, because I'm sure that Cody will have a match too. So this is the cool thing about having two dominant champions, is that you can do that kind of a thing. And I would imagine that most people are really enjoying this CM Punk Drew thing right now. I don't know when CM Punk is going to be able to go. However, what I would like to do is that Damian Priest absolutely... Actually, I have a different idea. Damian Priest has a little sort of mini run because I don't want to call him a transitional champion. That's not fair. But he gets through Backlash. We get to Clash at the Castle in Scotland. That's when you do Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre gets his massive win in front of his hometown fans. And then hopefully by the summertime, Punk is good to go. And listen, WWE, well, here's the thing though, WWE are so good at elongating their stories these days, you could even hold it off to WrestleMania. You could do. Now that's tough, and it's not easy, especially because SummerSlam is right there. This was a really good main event, and I think the reason that it hit the levels I wanted it to is that all the beats that come before it made this feel like the Raw after WrestleMania. And that's what I wanted, especially after that Fast last year. And if you want to see me talking about the Fast last year, it's live on YouTube. So I am going to give the main event an up. Overall, Raw is going to get it an up. And I think what it's done, it has put a wonderful full stop on 4 days of excellent professional wrestling. Now, it's been awful for my voice. My voice is going, but thankfully I get to give you the salute and say thank you very much for joining us over the last 4 days or so. Make sure you catch up on all the videos, and of course there'll be some other stuff that we filmed that will go up over the next few days. Like the video, share the video, subscribe. Like I say, leave a comment below. But otherwise, my friends, thank you for joining me. We shall be back next year with this man. And otherwise, take care, and I'll see you soon. Let's go.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Simon.
More culture.
Thank you, Simon.
More culture.
Thank you, Simon.
More culture.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.